A little bit of music history to end the show today. It's a story about Filipino-American DJs. They started spinning in California in the 1980s and 90s, remixing classic pop songs and forming a tight-knit group. Sam Harnett met some veterans from that scene and a few newcomers.
The Philippines has a deep musical history, like this traditional folk song. But when I met DJ Orlando Madrid the other day, he played me a different kind of classic.
Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Boy Sound Gang.
Madrid's with a bunch of young DJs in his garage. He lives near Daly City in the Bay Area. The place is packed with sound equipment, records. Madrid says songs with this rhythm are a hit with many Filipino Americans.
You know, it's that rhythm that wants you to dance the cha-cha. I mean.
Cha-cha, like the Cuban dance music, but electronic disco style. In the 80s, a lot of young Filipino-Americans latched onto these cha-cha pop hits. And you'll still hear them at Filipino weddings, anniversaries, and parties. A remix of Memory from the Broadway musical Cats was another biggie. Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. The demand for this music supported a wave of DJs like Madrid. Filipino-Americans became a major force in the DJ world. Today, young DJs like Kevin Brown revere Madrid's generation.
The scene back in the day was legendary, and I mean, people still talk about it.
The scene was mostly high schoolers throwing parties in suburban garages, holding DJ battles. They formed mobile DJ crews, four or five kids roving with their light and sound equipment.
If you were a Filipino teenager growing up in the Bay Area in that era, you had probably some connection to the scene.
Oliver Wang is a sociologist. He's written about these mobile DJs in his book, Legions of Boom. Wang says younger members of this scene got famous when they started scratching records.
Now you be a DJ.
People like Hubert, people like Mixmaster Mike, Apollo, Shortcut.
This is DJ Shortcut, a.k.a. Jonathan Cruz. He was part of the generation of scratch DJs in the 90s that followed in the footsteps of mobile DJs like Madrid.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I credit a lot of what I do now to the mobile scene.
Cruz says he got his start at family gigs, you know, where people demanded 80s pop.
It's funny, man. It's early 80s aerobic music.
Cruz now scratches a variety of music, and he's won national DJ battles. He's part of a tight-knit group of Filipino-American DJs that have become world-renowned. But Cruz remembers back in the day when people used to wonder who all these Asian DJs were.
I heard people under people's breath, like, who are these Chinese guys out of nowhere, you know, from the West Coast coming out here to battle?
Today, Filipino-Americans have become California's largest Asian immigrant group. Daly City, just south of San Francisco, has the highest concentration anywhere in America. Orlando Madrid says the evidence is in the air.
The joke is there's a lot of fog here because everybody's cooking rice.
Madrid says DJing wasn't just about playing pop music. It helped these second-generation immigrants form an identity. Now, Madrid never got famous, but DJing kept him away from drugs and violence. There were a lot of Filipino-American gangs here in the 80s.
The way I recognize it is DJing kept me out of a lot of trouble that I could have got into.
Madrid's family supported the DJing. His parents bought him gear and drove him to parties. It makes sense. They, too, were getting down to the music. For The World, I'm Sam Harnett, Daly City, California. Music,
slick DJs, fog machines. That's The World today. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman, back with you tomorrow.